Welcome to Opus Here. My name is Greg Horn. We always love to provide hope, and one of the main reasons we started this program was for people struggling with depression, people that have had thoughts of suicide. And the month of May is National Mental Health Awareness Month, and our guest is Marcy Timron. She is the Executive Director of MHA of Kentucky, Mental Health America of Kentucky. And we want to talk today, Marcy, the previous program, if you missed that, I want to encourage you to go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today, just 14 minutes. We kind of gave a override, the 50,000-foot view, looking at what all this encompasses with Mental Health Awareness Month. But I want to get specifically today on trying to help people with mental health, and that is simply just the word humor. Talk about how humor is such a good thing to help us be mentally healthy.
Well, I think the first thing to do is first thank you for having us on again. But also knowing that finding humor in circumstances of life can lift moods with laughter and help people better deal with and overcome difficult experiences. So kind of the mindset of humor, right, is that, you know, just looking at the world a little differently, trying to look for the funny thing instead of the stressful thing. I think a lot of us gets trapped in the, what do I have to do next? What am I worried about? What am I going to do about this and that? And the other thing, which I may not be able to control, right? But we can control how we view the world. And sometimes using humor is a great way to do that. It definitely increases the level of decreases the level of stress hormones when we laugh. We know that. That's why comedy TV is so popular. Still to this day, comedy podcasts, comedy radio. I don't know if you knew this, but it's actually good for your physical body to laugh. Your heart, your lungs, your muscles are stimulated when you laugh. That's good exercise. We say, you know, you can laugh your gut off, right? You can literally can do that to some extent.
I definitely need to laugh a lot more then. So.
Me too.
Well, and it talks about, you know, and the great information that you guys gave in the packet here for Mental Health Awareness Month, and want to encourage you to go to the website. It's mhaky.org. That stands for Mental Health America of Kentucky. That's mhaky.org, and you can find this toolkit that they offer that has a plethora of information, really simple stuff, but good stuff that you can get your arms around, you can understand. It talks about one of the things that also happens with our bodies when we laugh is there is an increased activity in parts of our brain's reward system. And then, of course, the big thing is, man, those endorphins, Marcy.
Oh, yeah. Endorphins are those feel-good hormones, and we all need those, right? We all need to feel good. Yeah, and it counteracts those stress hormones of cortisol. So the more endorphins you get, the better. In the long run, it helps you out.
Mm-hmm. We'll talk about how incorporating humor into your daily life also has many other potential benefits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, get a stronger immune system. People who laugh more have stronger immune systems. And I found that really interesting. And then improve mood and anxiety relief, right? Y'all look a little bit better when somebody's making you laugh, whether it's for you. And there's also some shown benefit to the people around you. You get better interactions with others. We all struggle with somebody, right? And we all struggle to be friends or feel friendly in reaction. Using humor appropriately, and I will caution appropriately, because you can overuse it in the wrong way. You can be too sarcastic or too hard to deal with. But as long as you're actually pointing out the funny things around you, I think that makes you a much easier person to hang out with. Definitely increases your social life. And less burnout on the job. If you can laugh at the things that go wrong at work, that is just so much easier than worrying about and stressing about things you cannot always change. Because we all have jobs, and there's always things, even when you're the quote-unquote boss, that you can't always change. So,
well, that's a great reminder. Yeah. There are people, yep. Well, if I was a boss, it would be different. And I've been a boss at a few positions in companies and organizations in my career, and it's not always easier just because you're the boss. In fact, everybody does come to you with their problems, so it can be a lot more stressful. But humor is such a good thing to help us have good mental health. And you know, one of the things I was amazed, Marcy, when I was executive pastor at Northeast Christian Church in Lexington, we brought a comedian in named Tim Hawkins. And a good sense of humor, also could play a guitar, and he would take a spin on certain songs. And we did it one night. We set up chairs in our gym and did a dinner with it. Well, I mean, we sold out like in 2 weeks and 500 people. Well, the next year we did two of them. So we did 1,000, sold out again. Well, then we built our new worship center, and it would seat 2,000. and we sold that thing out. Mm-hmm. And so I think people really are looking for humor. And I know some of the people that listen are saying, well, a lot of humor is just really raunchy. But, man, there's a lot of guys and gals out there that are really humorous, and yet they're clean. Tim mm-hmm. Hawkins, we had a guy in here named Sean Reynolds that here started locally, was a manager at a retail store, started doing this at night, married with five kids, mm-hmm. a great dad, good husband. And he has developed his skill so well now that he's touring with Tim Hawkins.
There you go.
And so I just want to encourage, if you're listening, to check out people like that. Tim Hawkins, Sean Reynolds, Michael Jr. is another good, clean comedian. Because, man, with YouTube, I mean, we can find good, funny videos just at a click on our phone, right?
There's a reason cat videos are one of the number one things on Facebook. Yeah, and any YouTube, if you just put clean humor in, I mean, you can find a ton of folks. And it's been a wonderful thing for me in our mental health world, right? We like to laugh at ourselves. We never want people to laugh at us, but we want to laugh at ourselves. And you can find a joke for just about everything that you go through in life. It's great. And memes are great. As long as, you know, they're appropriate, they're fine. And I think you can find a lot of those too. So, yeah.
Well, and just want to encourage you again, because one of the things why humor is so important, because it releases the stress, mm-hmm. and stress and hormones that produce caused by stress cause a lot of damage to our minds and body. And so humor is just such a good thing to help relieve that stress. You guys also talk about, you gave 10 tips for incorporating humor into your everyday life. And mm-hmm. I love this, because once again, I'm a simple guy. Keep it simple for me. Mm-hmm. Share some of these things that can help people.
One of them is a tip coming up this week. List three funny things that happen to you each day. So it forces you to think about what could have been funny or what was funny, and to think about that. Because we all have a trap that we fall into of keeping track of the negatives. That's that reptile brain of ours says, I'm going to keep track of the things that are bad for me. And forcing yourself to recognize the good is really fun. And especially funny stuff, because we want to remember those in the long run. Watch stand-up comedy. There are a lot of options to watch online, on television. We were just talking about that, right? So there's a lot of places to find that kind of thing. Comics, memes, YouTube videos, blogs. Go online and find something that makes you laugh or smile. Spend 15 minutes or so a day to check it out. My husband has a list of online comics that he looks at every morning, and he busts up laughing before he leaves for work. It's great. It's a wonderful way for him to keep it.
And he's being intentional.
Yeah, he's very intentional. He only looks at those in the morning. He doesn't look at the news headlines until later. You know, it's every morning, 15 minutes a day, looks at something that makes him laugh. Yeah,
well,
it's amazing.
That. And it sets a specific, 15 minutes. We think about that, mm-hmm. but we all waste 15 minutes. I'm thinking for people, I know there's people listen to our podcast of Hope Is Here on their way to work. Mm-hmm. People tell me while they're getting ready for work in the morning, when they go on evening walks or on lunch breaks or those breaks that we talked about that do help with mental health, just going mm-hmm. outside now that it's nice weather. But man, you can incorporate some humor during that time too, can't you?
Oh, yeah. Those podcasts are great. There's comedy podcasts that are wonderful that I'll listen to while I'm taking a walk around the block and things. And also, you know, if you have an animal or a child, watch them closely. Like, really pay attention and tune into them, and take a walk with them and see what kind of funny things they get into. It's always fun to do. One of the other tips is try laughter yoga. I don't think a lot of folks know what laughter yoga is. It's really
educate me, because I don't know.
Y'all need to look it up, I swear. You'll love it. It really starts with kind of a forced laughter. But everybody in the room is forced to laugh, right? So somebody's doing it funny and everybody's laughing by the time that 5 seconds is over of the first move. And then they have different ways of working with different types of laughs and different ways to breathe that releases stress, forces you to actually get into the mindset of laughing, which we can get sometimes kind of stuck in a rut of negativity. And a good way to do that is to force yourself, literally force yourself to do the action of laughing, and then your body will remember to do it. You know, that muscle memory comes back into play. It's really cool. It's offered a couple places locally, and definitely online. There's a lot of stuff.
Okay. So. Yeah, I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah.
One of the things that you talk about in this packet that you guys offer this month for Mental Health Awareness Month, I want to remind you again, you can go to mhaky.org and get this May Mental Health Month Awareness Toolkit they have. It's tremendous. But you talk about reaching out to someone who gets your sense of humor. And, you know, we all do have different types of sense of humor.
Oh, yeah.
But once again, I mean, I think we got got to be intentional about that, don't we?
Yeah, you want to make sure that someone really gets you. I'm personally into sci-fi and fantasy, and like the Game of Thrones humor cracks me up. But, you know, that's not for everyone, right? So being aware of that, being cool with that. I have a kid who I think is funny, but some people, you know, are like, he's a kid, get over yourself, right? Right. So if you want to make sure you're talking to other parents or other people who understand kids the same way you do. Yeah, it's kind of an interesting way to do things. But yeah, and that also kind of forms a social group for you, right? Like based on humor. And so it's a social group not based on complaining about the day or complaining about something, but focused on something that makes you all laugh. And that's a good way to do that. So.
Well, and we all have that one friend that's funny. I mean, we all know who they are. And yeah. I know I've said this 3 times this term, but it's screaming to me right now. And I think it's for somebody else that's listening right now. You have to be intentional sometimes to have fun.
Yeah. You have to go out and find that person or have that mindset intentionally, yeah, to be the funny one, yeah.
Another thing you guys talked about for incorporating humor into your life, you talked about reading a funny book, and yet, there's also, I remember that there used to be a store, and I'm a little bit older than you, but called Spencer's at Fayette Mall. They had really good gag gifts.
Still there, yep. Gag gifts are my favorite. They have a bunch of them at the board game stores, too. So that's worth going in for. Yep, reading a funny book, getting a little gag in your life. The interesting one here, too, also find a TV show or a movie that tickles your funny bone. We do hear a lot about rom-coms, right? They get a bad rap, right? But they are funny. So, you know, think of something like that is a great way to incorporate humor into your life and realize that you can laugh at circumstances around you. So,
You talk about, with movies, I mean –
Oh, yeah.
A Dumb and Dumber. I mean, it's been around, I think, 15, 20 years. And people look at me, they're like, really, Greg? I mean, I thought you were more mature in that. But you know what? Sometimes, man, I just want to escape from all the stress and just all the mental fatigue I have. And, obviously, it does not take a lot of brain cells to watch Dumb and Dumber. And yet, I'll sometimes even now with Twitter go to, they have a Twitter, page with Dumb and Dumber, and they've got little short, 30-second, 45-second, 1-minute video clips just to watch a couple of those just so I can get a good laugh.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And my son, he loves Paw Patrol, right? And every single episode, one of the puppies called Marshall finds some way to, klutz himself into the elevator when they're going up, and I laugh at that every time. It's really simple, right? It's written for preschool kids, but it makes you laugh. And it's like, what are they going to do next,
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, and, funny memes, funny gifs, and I love that you brought the movies on Twitter. I think a lot of movies have gone to having personalities on Twitter and stuff that you can follow with good faith, that they're pretty much those same characters, right. And they're doing the funny things, and they're just kind of living it up a little bit. It's great.
Well, there's a lot of simple tips here, but I want to encourage you to do those. Like I said, you can go find those at mhaky.org. That stands for Mental Health America of Kentucky.org. You can also find them on Facebook at MHA Kentucky or follow them on Twitter. I do at MHA Kentucky. That's at MHA Kentucky. And, one of the things I love is that, the internet, you can get information just at the click of a finger there. What else would you suggest to people if they want to find some help from your all's organization? What would you suggest?
We're on Instagram, MHA of Kentucky, or of KY actually, so not spelled out like we are on Twitter. They can also call the office if they have a question or need help. I'm at 859-684-7778. Happy to help folks get help if they need to or expand the information here.
All right. Well, Marcy's going to stay with us for another program. Tomorrow we're going to talk about how you can incorporate your religion, your spirituality part of yourself to help have good mental health. Tune in tomorrow as Marcy Timmerman, the Executive Director with Mental Health America of Kentucky, will be our guest on Hope Is Here.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.